From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say Syrian troops have seized a neighborhood in central Aleppo from rebel forces. After capturing the neighborhood, the government forces continued to fight rebel troops near a famous citadel in the city. The Syrian army's offensive aims at regaining control of Aleppo, which would be a major victory for the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The Indian government announced Tuesday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will not attend a regional summit due to be held in Islamabad in November. The Indian Foreign Ministry cited increasing cross-border attacks from within Pakistan as the reason. Mr. Modi has announced that he will mount a global campaign to diplomatically isolate Pakistan in the wake of a recent terrorist attack on an Indian army base in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said Tuesday the British government will oppose the formation of a European Union military force.
We're going to continue to oppose any idea of an EU army or an EU army headquarters, which would simply undermine NATO. NATO must remain a cornerstone of our defense and the defense of Europe.
Fallon made his remarks during an EU meeting in Bratislava. EU members are trying to hammer out a new military plan for cooperation between member states. Ali Bongo Ondimba has been sworn in as Gabon's president for a second seven-year term. At the swearing-in Tuesday, Mr. Bongo called for political dialogue. He had won re-election by a slim margin in a disputed vote. Opposition candidate Jean Ping rejected the offer of talks, accusing the ruling party of vote rigging. This is VOA News.